Our gospel is very interesting this morning because we look at God, we look at John, who is in prison, the same John who basically baptized Jesus in the River Jordan, who proclaimed that, you know, I am not worthy, you know, to baptize you. You should be baptized in me. And this is the one who is to come. And yet now, as he is in prison and probably awaiting his fate, which I imagine he probably realizes is going to be his death, he begins to wonder and he begins to question, is this Jesus truly the one? And so he sends his disciples out and he says, and they ask him the question of John, are you the one to come, or should we expect another? And what does Jesus tell him? Look what I have done. Look what I am doing. The deaf hear, the lame walk. The dead are raised to life. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. And somehow you know that he's saying, John, look at all the good that I have done. And in that, see me as the Savior. I think one of the great beauties of the Christmas season is that, you know, we really sort of take to heart, not just Christians, but basically, you know, the Christian world. And sometimes even those who really don't even believe in Christ share in that. In which, you know, we start and look and see all the good things that Christ brings to the world, has brought to the world salvation. And we begin to celebrate. We celebrate the love and the goodness of Jesus in the coming of this little baby. We celebrate the good things that Jesus has given to us and has given to the world, and the ways in which we experience Jesus' love and the way in which we share Jesus' love in family and in friends as we gather together, as in giving to the poor. No other time during the year are there more appeals for toys, for food, for clothing, and we respond. Especially, you know, here at Kansas St. James. Anytime anybody comes to ask, whether it's a card to show appreciation to a teacher, whether it's giving, you know, to God's storehouse, whether it's giving to the poor, to the people in Ukraine, to anybody in need, our parish always responds with a very open and loving and Christ-like heart. And beautifully, we do it not only just at Christmas time, but we do it throughout the year, whenever a need arises. What is so beautiful about the Christmas season is that the whole world gets on board. The whole world stops, you know, for these couple of weeks and takes a look and sees how important Christ and his message is to each and every one of us. And so we get bonuses, we have Christmas parties, we get time off, we give gifts, we decorate our houses inside and out. We celebrate with family and friends, either by joining and gathering with them and sharing a meal and cooking, or maybe by a phone call or a card. And even those who maybe do not know or do not believe in Jesus, Yet, you know, we sort of see that, you know, in the thing of Santa Claus and a lot of the other traditions, that even they get involved in the spirit of Jesus, in the spirit of Christmas, of the good that he brings and the good of his message and what he has to offer us. And many who do not go to church very often will find time to come and to gather with family and to thank God and to celebrate at Christmas Eve or Christmas Day Mass. And as we celebrate this, it is a reminder to us that sometimes, like John, when we're sort of sitting there and wondering, is Christ really important? Does he have anything to offer in our life? Does he have anything to give to us? I know here I'm probably, you know, sitting there and preaching to the choir. You know, by the fact we're here, it says is that, yes, we see Christ. We see all the good he does. He is important to us, and we come in to celebrate that with like-minded people, with the family of our parish. And yet, you know, there's many who aren't. We have the C&Es, the people who tend to celebrate Christmas, you know, Christmas and Easter, that Christ becomes important for these 2 days. But the rest of the year, they're too busy. We've got too much other things to do. And some of them, you know, really see no real reason why Christ being in their life. He doesn't touch them on a daily basis. And so sometimes it's up for us who believe and to follow Jesus to show by our words and example just how important Jesus is to us. Not only at Christmas and in our Christmas celebrations, but throughout the year, throughout our days. When people we love and respect share with us their values, share with us what's important to them, share with us their stories of how we have been touched, then we cannot help sometimes to be moved. You know, how many times have we heard people being converted because they have been touched by someone who told them through their example or their words what Jesus did for them, where Jesus was there with them, sometimes in their sorrows, the loss of a loved one, in financial loss, and maybe the loss of a job. That Jesus was there with them and got them through. And when they look back on it, they see that they came out better than they were before. Maybe if they're not in a different way. As that loved one who has lost is still with us and touches our lives in some very different, in some very special ways. And so as we celebrate these last 2 weeks of Advent, as we continue our preparation and we join in the world's celebration of the coming of Christ, let us ask ourselves, how do we carry this out for the rest of the year? How do we touch others, especially, you know, our family and our friends, for those who are too busy, who can't seem to find a place for Christ in their life, who, like John, maybe question, is Jesus really the Messiah? Does he really have anything to offer and give to us? Is he the one to come, or should we look for another? Should we look for something else to bring us joy, happiness, and peace? May God bless you in these last 2 weeks. And it truly touch your heart so that when Jesus comes on Christmas Day, we may be filled with joy, peace, and happiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.